So, 2009 was a challenge year for the environment, especially in light of the fact that earlier this month we had the Copenhagen Summit, which perhaps did not go as planned, not go as well as we would have liked to. Now, on the line, we have a member of the New Democracy Party. She has been recently appointed Deputy Environment Sector Representative, and she's always been a champion for working women's rights and the environment in many respects. We're talking, of course, about Ms. Liana Ruta. Good morning. Thank you for joining us, and happy holidays.
Good morning, Mr. Triopoulos, and thank you very, very much for what you said about me, and best wishes to all of you.
Ms. Ruta, what can we say in terms of the picture of the Greek ecology and the environment in this past year, for 2009, in other words?
Well, I would say that Greece was left behind on environmental sector during the last decade. We had the chance to use the European legislation as a transforming tool, I would say. However, we did not take this chance. On the contrary, we were trying to delay it and achieve extension of the deadlines. But because of this attitude, we were the ones that were losing. I believe that society's consideration on the other side was ahead of the political parties, and people are ready for more decisive steps. In 2009, especially, we haven't seen big changes or big progress on environmental topics. And in addition, we once more experienced a nightmare of destructive fires in the area near Athens that destroyed the largest of the remaining forests in the area. So it became obvious that we haven't learned anything after the fires of Elea in 2007 and didn't improve our organizational or operational status. Apart from this big ecological disaster, the big investing interest in renewable energy didn't progress as fast as it should do, and therefore we didn't see the expected new plans, while almost it all remained in papers. We also had, again, problems with waste disposal. While other countries are very far ahead in waste management, in Greece we still quarrel and fight for sanitary landfill areas. So, concluding, it is true that we lag behind on environmental aspects in Greece. But on the other hand, we owe to protect life and our natural wealth. And I would say that let us hope that within the next year, the years to come, all the power of politicians, of scientists, and of citizens, of course, will be oriented for the good of the environment.
Now, as I said, I mentioned earlier, you were recently appointed the Deputy Sector Chief for the Environment for the New Democracy Party.
That's right, 2 days ago.
Yes. So, what are your party's priorities for the environment, and what will the party base its opposition strategy on in terms always of environmental policy?
Well, first of all, let me say that this decision of President Samaras to appoint me in this very critical sector for the environment is an honor for me. And the challenge, of course, as well. It is early to speak on behalf of the Secretariat because it is only 2 days, as I told you, that we had the names announcement and the Secretariat has not been constituted yet, which will happen within the first days of the new year. But what is sure is that the environment has to be upgraded in the New Democracy agenda. Nowadays, environment, energy, and the contemporary growth model are all topics of the same discussion. And sustainable growth is a one-way path, and it is a European Union's choice. And Greece has to follow, too. And also, sustainable growth is a top priority for the European Central Right Party, the EPP Party, where New Democracy belongs to. Therefore, within New Democracy's planning, we have to strengthen our voice and our interference with on environmental subjects, not only following what European Union dictates, not only as a follower, but I would say with a leader's vision. Greece, because I really believe that, I believe that Greece can be a leader in the sector because of its huge renewable energy wealth, as well as the Greek natural wealth in total. And another important thing is that we also have to tune with the society, I would say, with a society that demands from the political parties to act for the life and benefit of future generations. And also we have to design the prospect of a new growth model according to climate change and to the rest of the environmental challenges of the 21st century.
Now, Ms. Wittam, we had the Copenhagen summit earlier this month, and what were supposed to be the global community's efforts to save the planet. What is your comment on this? How did you see this summit?
Well, in Copenhagen, the expectations of the whole world were very high, because we were expecting this summit for the last years, we could say, hoping that we could reach an international agreement for the after Kyoto year. We also invested hopes in USA's participation. Unfortunately, the results were below the expectations, and the so-called Copenhagen Accord, if I'm saying right, recognizes the goal to keep temperature rises to no more than 2 degrees Celsius, but does not contain commitments, to emissions reductions to achieve that goal. And therefore, after all those endless negotiations that took place, we were hoping to conclude a substantial agreement. But what really happened was that Copenhagen was recorded, let's say, as only the first step.